What you do inside the voting booth is a secret. I like to make a hand.
Nice.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Just sitting here playing with some of my Halloween S.
You are like a little kid.
Very realistic.
Let me tell you why I'm in love with the text talk back feature on this show right now.
Why?
If you'd like to text us, go to WJFK1 because the texters hit me to great stuff to use for the show. I am sure that we are late to the party on this, but I do not give a rat's ass. I want you to go to our website on MikeOmaraShow.com. We are going to put up this video. I was doing all that talk about Philly fans.
Yeah.
And the fact is, if you want to see typical Philly fans, go to YouTube and search for World Series bottle. There's a shot of a guy. Oh, my God. I guess it's a Rays fan.
Hilarious.
Yeah. After Philly won the World Series. I don't know the details. Somebody will have to hit me on it. I just saw the video. It's a Rays fan who crawls up a telephone pole, you know, where they have one of those stanchions where they have the traffic lights.
Sure.
And he's on it, and you see a bottle go winging by his head. And then this guy, God love Philadelphia fans. This is a lesson to all fans.
Is it?
Don't behave this way. This is. I'm putting this up as a public service. BS. I'm putting it up because it's amusing.
It is very amusing.
And this guy takes a direct hit with a vodka bottle.
Clunk.
Oh. Obviously thrown by a Philly fan. Mm-hmm. And looks like he's okay, but it definitely knocks him off the pole.
Oh, yeah.
And when I heard the audio of it, the audio has the guy going, I got that on tape. the idiot fans.
You'll see it.
So go to MikeOmaraShow.com for that. We want to mention again, it is the first annual Boo Bash tomorrow night.
I cannot wait. Yeah.
Fast Eddie's in Centerville. Everybody's welcome. Okay? You don't need RIP passes
it's
to
free.
Get there. It's free. Come to the door. Well, you got to, you know, I'm sure they'd like you to have a few, few bites to eat, and okay, maybe a pop or two.
They might charge for that.
But 9-1, Fast Eddie's in Centerville. Everyone is invited. We'll have two levels. Downstairs, it's the Horror Hottie Dungeon with the Buzz Babes and the Junk Ets.
Mm.
Prizes for the sexiest costume, studliest costume, the best costume overall, and a prize for the scariest person not in costume.
Ooh.
Rob has secured some of the classic old horror movies that'll be playing on the screens that we have in there.
Great stuff.
I'm very pleased with this.
Please
cool.
get there early. The place will be packed. Get your details at MikeOmaraShow.com. See you at Fast Eddie's in Centerville. We said we would have two more passes for you. Mm-hmm. Here's the criteria today.
Yes. Two more pairs of
RIP passes to get into Fast Eddie's.
And here's one now.
It's a hottie with hottie, though. If you are a woman.
Yes.
And you are bringing a woman.
Good rule.
Call us right now. 877-365-3636. You call us right now.
Mm-hmm.
We will have a brief interview process.
Brief.
And just we don't have, brief. I don't think we have tremendously demanding standards. We would just like to, stack the deck a little
bit.
And yes, you want to call me sexist, you go ahead and call me sexist.
I don't even think we have to say if you just think about it. If people just think about it, they know what we're looking for.
Well,
here.
The fact is, we are going to have a lot of lovely ladies there. Mm-hmm. And I just think that, we've been giving them to a lot of guys and a couple of women, but I think
can
I want to
never have enough women.
I want to see what happens right now. So
Please.
Give us a call. 877-365-3636. If you would like a pair of RIP passes and you are a lovely young lady that is bringing another lovely lady to the party, I want to talk to you right now.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people want to go to this party. It's getting very, very hot, and I'm very, very excited. And I'm more excited to see that Rob Spiewak is actually going to be finishing up his costume tomorrow on the show. He will be getting his makeup. All right, Joe, answer him quick. Let's go. Joe, what are you doing? What was that? I had nine phones, and he went like through all of them.
Well, that's odd.
Joe, this is not caller 100, dude. Hello? I said I want to talk to women that are calling for the party.
You know, it's a really good show. He should listen.
I swear to Christ, on a Thursday, his head is up his ass.
I'll bet they still call.
Honest to God, they are still calling, but he went through. I saw it. We got all the phones right, and then he cleared them out like he does when we do caller number 100.
He heard the tones, and he pushed the button.
It is not caller 100. It is any woman that would like to chat with us. We're going to have a very brief there, finally. Thank you. Put her on hold. That's the first lady I'd like to speak with. Thanks so much.
There's one.
Let's go to Lisa. Lisa in Fairfax, how are you?
Lady Elaine.
Oh, no. Hey, asshat. Dude. No, what? What?
No, I'm just saying, do you smell what's burning right now? Every day at this time, you smell this burning smell?
Yeah, that's great. Now, everybody's...
Lady Elaine.
I tell her you're calling during the contest when I want to talk to a broad F-stick.
A broad.
Let's go to Mary in Fairfax.
Current time is 1940.
Hello, Mary.
Hi.
How are you, Mary?
I'm great.
Where are you calling from?
Fairfax,
Virginia. Are you excited about Rob?
We'll see.
I don't think so.
We'll see.
I really don't think so.
There's something in the voice.
It says Mary is a hottie. Mary, are you a hottie?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you going to be bringing a hottie friend of yours to this party?
I am.
Are you interested in RIP passes?
Yes, I am.
May I ask, if you don't mind, the celebrity you most resemble?
I've been told, not the skinny Olsons, but, like, not the, like, ugly skinny Olsons.
Oh,
but
so Merlin Olsen?
So the other Olsen sister.
The good-looking
Olsen.
The other Olsen
twin has, you know, blossomed. You know what I like about that? That, to me, is credibility.
Yes.
That's an obscure celebrity reference.
Yeah, true.
And I think that, how about your friend? Do you have any idea what she looks like?
I don't know.
Ooh. Of the two of you, who's more slender?
Rob thinks you're fat, Mary.
No, hey,
I don't think you're fat.
Hey.
Rob thinks you're fat.
Not if she's an Olsen.
Rob did the whole fat thing with his arms out wide. We're fat, but
plenty of room under the bus if anyone wants to join me.
I am definitely not fat.
Well, I don't think you are. That's just Rob that thinks you
are.
I think Mike makes that up. I don't know what he looks like.
Mary, I'm
going to
put
you
on hold because you didn't come up with the answer about your friend real quick, but you're still in the running, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on just a second.
And great desserts at Fast Eddie's.
She is not. No, she's not fat.
I never said she was.
Amy on 355. I guess that would be in the Rockville area, Amy?
Yes, I am. Actually, I'm going by your old studios.
Ooh, very good. Are you a hottie, Amy?
Of course I am.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Okay, I was just thinking about it. Uh-huh. Do you know who Michelle Williams is?
Yeah,
who's
actress,
Heath
right?
Ledger's? Yeah.
Yeah. She's cute.
Do you know who we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. And
ex Mrs. Ledger.
Except, no, I'm not.
You're not bringing a lady?
Oh, yeah. I am bringing a lady with me. I thought you asked me if I was going to bring Heath Ledger.
No. The rule here is that
would be scary.
We're stacking our deck a little bit for, it's not the total helmet fest. We're actually,
I'm bringing one or two ladies.
Okay. Well, I can only give you two RIP passes, okay? So tell me about one of the other ladies that... Oh, is that who we're talking
There's
about?
There's Michelle Williams.
Oh, that'll work
yeah,
for me.
Yeah. Lovely. Just
and
lovely.
Tell me about one of the hotties. Who's the celebrity she most resembles that you're bringing to the party? And incidentally, you got to get it right because, you know, we will take the names down.
Right.
And those are the people that get the RIP passes. So you have to be honest with me.
I don't think either one looks like a person.
Looks
they don't
like
look
a person?
Like a human?
A human being?
They look like people, but I can't think of a celebrity that they look like.
Can you describe them?
Blonde.
Okay.
Blue eyes.
So they look like Cybill Shepherd?
As she is now?
Not sloppy Cybill Shepherd.
Right.
Okay.
Younger.
Answer the phone!
Do they have a Marsha Brady quality?
Jesus! Not you, Amy. Sorry, that was... I didn't mean to yell. Sorry about that, Amy.
No, that's fine. Between Cybill Shepherd and Marsha Brady.
Cybill Shepherd and Marsha Brady.
That's a region I like to visit. That's a very good-looking woman.
Uh-huh. I'm thinking here.
But you know what? I hate the fact that we have no specificity here.
I'm sorry.
Right, I'm going to put you on hold. Now, you're still in the running with Mary.
Bring the hot one.
But hold on a second. Yeah.
Bring the prettier one.
It's just too tough right there. They're both as far as they're fine in the interview process, but then, when we get past it, God, look at the time. What happened
to
the time today?
Where does it go?
Tammy and Chantilly, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Are you a hottie, Tammy? Oh,
of course I am.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Uma Thurman.
Thank you. That's all right. Right there.
Wow.
That's very good for me.
Yeah.
Who will you be bringing, your friend, your hottie friend?
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, you're killing me, ladies.
We need decisiveness.
First of all, I had Joe that blew out the phones for me. 877, thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate it. Okay, thank you very much. You got to have the hottie friend. That's the idea that we're doing right now. All right, Joe, please try to answer them this time and not hang up on all of them like you did the first time.
How about you have to be hot and your friend has to be hotter than you?
Thank you so much. 87, no, because that to me, I don't know, that one worries me too.
A little.
Just a hottie and hottie combo.
I withdraw the remark.
Thank you very much. 877-365-3636. Call us if you are a hottie that would like to go to the fabulous first annual Boo Bash. Amy and Mary are still on the line. They are still in the running, but let's get to the Hollywood buzz.
Yes,
while we do that. Joe, you're killing me today.
Nothing's easy, Mike.
Yeah, nothing at all. So what's going on in the land of Hollyweird?
I am so glad you asked. Britain's Daily Star reports the daughter of the late Elvis Presley recently used a medium to contact her dad so he could meet his new twin granddaughters.
Mm.
Lisa Marie told the paper she really did reach Elvis, saying, quote, "I would know his energy anywhere, and this was him, I have no doubt." She reportedly explained she not only recognized her dad's voice, but, quote, I could also feel the exact same love he gave me when I was a little girl.
Wow.
Lisa Marie added that the medium told her Elvis was proud of her and thought the babies were beautiful.
Babies are beautiful.
Do you think that if you wanted to contact Elvis, you could use a medium, or would you need an extra large?
You'd need an extra large. Elvis also allegedly said he was, quote, doing just fine on the other side, and that he was watching over Lisa Marie and the kids.
Come on, hey, man. I'm doing fine.
How great thou art.
Sing it.
How great thou art.
Lisa Marie called the experience overwhelming. TiVo and Netflix. A problem?
Yeah, I'm watching these phones today. Guys in the back, you're killing me. It's too effing slow. I swear to God. We got somebody on the line right now. Turn that number 4 down a little bit. Jesus. Michelle in Manassas. I swear, wheels are starting to come off. Boys, come on now.
Not good.
Michelle, how are you in Deviltown?
Yes, I am.
Are you a hottie, Michelle?
Yes, I am.
Are you bringing a hottie with you?
Of course.
Celebrity you most resemble, Michelle?
Selma Hayek.
And I'm glad the phone is breaking up,
Selma
too.
Hayek.
Selma Hayek and your friend?
Britney Spears.
And Britney Spears.
Are you telling the truth?
Yes.
You really are. You know, we're going to have to take...
I'm a Latina woman.
Okay, you know, that works for me.
I needed to hear.
Congratulations, you won us some first annual Boobash RIP passes. You're going, okay? I'm going to put you on hold right now.
Awesome.
Thank you very much. Awesome.
Yes, you
there,
are.
That's how easy it was.
That's just
sometimes
that
a little bit more difficult.
I believe her.
I do, too.
I do, actually.
Even through the broken up phone, that was it. I just wanted to take care of my business.
How great thou art.
And for Amy and Allison and Mary and...
Sheila.
I'm sorry you're too late. All right, let's get right back
TiVo
to
TiVo and Netflix have announced a deal to deliver movies straight to your home via the DVR for instant viewing on a TV screen instead of a computer.
Okay, well, that works for me.
This could be the end of brick-and-mortar video stores. The company say they'll start testing the service today. It lets users of the latest TiVo DVRs access both movies and TV shows from an online library that has 12,000 titles in it.
That's
cool.
Really cool.
That is that's a technological advance that I will be all over.
I wonder what they'll charge, because they could technically charge more than a video store.
I'm so glad you asked, Rob. The service is provided at no extra charge to those who already have a Netflix DVD rental service subscription, and that runs about $9 a month. And you know, you can get a lot of movies for $9 that way.
So $9 a month for the movie rental, and it's not unlimited though, right? I mean, each movie will be.
No, Netflix is unlimited.
Netflix is, I've never had
Netflix. And it's going to save them a fortune because they're saving 2 postage pays on every movie.
It's as fast as you can watch them.
Very, very cool. I'm very excited about that.
And Joe the Plumber is putting out a country music album.
I want to get our hands on it first.
Because great country always starts with the name Wurzelbacher.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Thank you, Joe. Sam.
Samuel Wurzelbacher has teamed up with Aaron Tippin. They're talking record deal with a major label. They met on the Mike Huckabee Fox talk show called simply Huckabee.
That's called Huck Mikeabee, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huck Mikeabee.
It could be that.
Thank you.
And the Olsen twins are fighting over whether to get matching breast implants. One of the twins wants them and the other doesn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Oh.
I'm glad we didn't let the Olsen twin into the party.
Marlon Olsen.
That's the way I look at it.
This and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. How Palin stabbed McCain in the back in your final buzz at 6:20 Eastern. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
But, excuse me, Rob, you got that music ready for scary time?
Oh, you mean this?
Yes, scary time. We are going to be talking to Shelley Klim. She is someone who is dealing with a 4-year-old boy.
Klim.
She says is possessed.
Wow.
We don't know who's possessed him, whether it's a demon, whether it's an entity, but she is what's called a sensitive.
Mm.
And she will be in here momentarily. I don't think it's that kind of sensitive.
I am very Rob sensitive.
Rob is indicating. Rob is.
I'm wrong.
Rob is indicating that it's Charles Nelson Reilly sensitive.
Well, you know.
No, that's not.
No one likes to have their feelings hurt.
Shelley Klim. Let me ask Beth Ann. Shelley Klim in the building is our sensitive in the building, Beth Ann.
I'm feeling. I'm feeling that she's not in the building yet. I'm feeling she's on US 236.
Easy what you say, Rod.
I can't hear you.
She's sensitive.
Oh, she's on the phone.
Yeah, she's on the phone.
Oh, she's on the phone. She was
in
Maryland.
Right. She's
not
in the building.
Yeah, but she couldn't make it because of her... Did I give you a horse?
Wow. Now, just tell me on the microphone. I got to go to commercial break.
Okay, the name of the store is Crystals, Candles, and Cauldrons.
Thanks for the plug, Beth Ann. Well, I just wanted to know where she was.
At her store.
Right, thanks for getting the plug in for the lady that lives in Maryland that couldn't make it here. We'll be right back after this commercial.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.